And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Ah, this is great. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hang on.
Maury's stressed already.
I know. Why are you so stressed, Maury?
Marco hung up.
Because we usually start the Ask Roz and Mocha podcast with a phone call.
Yeah.
And the person was on hold, and then I guess maybe the phone disconnected, and Maury's like stress dialing.
I know. Maury, you messed with the heat before. I'm freezing in here now, man.
Marco.
You should saw what Maury did earlier. Right?
Yeah.
You should have, and I busted him so hard.
I don't know. It's for everyone's benefit.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because it wasn't a group discussion
that took place.
You sneakily went and
He walked by when his body was in front of it. I saw him and he put his arm like around the other side of him and he flicked it as he went by the thermostat, right?
As he was reaching to hit the lights.
Yes. Oh, right? He tried to do it in one smooth motion.
Because if it was a group chat, I wouldn't have won.
Because do you know why, Maury? Because my comfort is more important than yours.
When do my needs come before yours?
It doesn't work that way, right?
The answer is never.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Like, wear less clothes if you're hot.
Hey, yo.
Fine. Fine. The minute I do that, you'll tell me to turn the temperature down and get dressed.
No, I want to see it happen first, though.
You would never. Like, how hot is it in there? Like, hot enough for you to take off your shirt and be shirtless for the rest of Ask Roz?
It was, then I flicked it.
No. And now I'm freezing. I got a blower above me. It's not cool, man. Don't do that.
What's the temp like in there now, Maury?
It's nice.
Yeah, don't do that, man. Did I ever tell you the story of John Meyer, who used to write for ET Canada?
No.
Okay, so back in the day when ET Canada first started, we were doing all sorts of renovations. They were building a new studio, and they were doing all the HVAC and everything else. And he would start his day early, right? Like different people started their shifts early. So the writing came in at like 6 a.m. or something like this. And it was like August and there was no AC in the control room.
Yeah.
And so when he got there and he sits off into the corner, and
the control room is what for anyone
the
who
control
wants
room
to know?
Like, is where there? Okay. So it's like, three rows up that are tiered like a movie theater. So at the front row is all the monitors and the director, the AD and the switcher, the technical director sit there. Behind them are sometimes producers, graphics, and the writer. Behind them, people just hanging out, script supervisors if an interview's
and
happening,
there's a ton
whatever.
Of equipment in there.
Ton of equipment
okay,
in
so
there,
it gets
right?
Hot.
So, but there's no AC hand. There's no AC in the building. And he's the only one in there. It's a big, giant room. He's the only one in there. And I guess he goes in there and he starts writing and writing and writing. And he gets hot and he's like, ah, screw it. I'm the only one in the building right now. And he takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then he gets into the zone, like the writing zone, right?
Yeah.
And slowly people start coming into the building to come in for work, right? But the control room, he realized it, but he lost track of time or whatever. But behind him is like a 25-foot window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That when you come into the building, it's the first window you see.
Yeah.
So everybody coming into the building, that's the first thing they see. And because there's a bench behind him, he looks like he's nude.
Naked John just sitting there writing?
Naked John just sitting there writing. And he was just, you know, and then somebody obviously, they went in and told him you put his shirt on. And he looked at his watch, it was like 8:45 or something like that.
Wow.
But,
you really have to be in the zone.
He was not so in the zone. But anyway, do that more. You're hot. You take your shirt off like a normal person does.
Did they hang up again? What do you mean they gave you another number? Oh, okay. Well, we got to start the podcast. Pineapple Pat, who's a big fan of the podcast and the show, and he's been on the show a bunch of times, has this question. What's a smell that instantly transport you to your childhood? I would have to say white glue.
Oh,
because we do a lot of crafts at home, and we need like that big giant bottle of glue, right? That Cruz uses. So I would say the smell of that glue takes me back to like being in grade school, elementary school.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was. Oh, you know what it is for me? Because I don't ever come across them in my like adult life, like at all.
What?
Balls.
Huh?
Hey, like, shut up. Like, you know, like the smell of a basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That to me is what, like, that sort of smell is something very unique to school for me, because I never had that stuff in my regular life, right? Like, I never had balls of, you know, or like a football.
Do you know?
No, I don't. I still don't have a lot of balls in my life. But I'm saying that smell to me is very much what school.
You and Maury have something in common. Okay.
No, I have lots.
Turn the heat down. It's getting hot.
What's your answer, Chef?
Honestly, the first thing that came to my mind is like Axe body spray.
And the reason
I say that is because, well, I used to douse myself in it along with every other guy that I went to school with, and the hallways would just be filled with Axe body spray. So yeah, and sweat, and yeah, so that's kind of the one for me. Yeah.
Man, I ran through cans of those.
Maury,
the smell that reminds me of my childhood, roof tar.
Roof tar.
Why is that?
Because I remember when I used to be in daycare and we would all go to the high school swimming pool for swimming lessons. Mm-hmm. They were redoing the roof. So now anytime I smell tar, it brings me back to, and it like it gives me chills because it reminds me of going swimming.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I would say indoor pools as well. We have a hallway in this building that every now and then smells like an indoor pool.
The tunnel.
Oh, you know, the tunnel, right?
Yeah, to get it does. To the it garage? Smells like a pool.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Because my junior high had a pool.
Uh-huh.
And so half the school always smelled like pool.
Yeah. You have to mention there's no pool in like anywhere near the tunnel.
No, there's no pool, but it definitely, I told Maury one time, I'm like, they have a pool in there, and he believed me.
You did. Yeah. You said they boarded it up.
Yeah. That there used to be like
an aquatic swimming pool.
Yes. I told him that there used to be an aquatics club in the basement, right? And he believed me for the longest time.
If we had a pool here, would you guys use it?
Yes.
Hell no.
There's no way, Maury.
If it was only ours?
No. Like, you know how, so across the hallway here, there's a gym. I guess it's a little bit easier if you're using the gym and you see other people in there that you would normally see throughout the building, but they're just in workout gear, right? Everyone's doing their thing. Yeah. But if we had like a swimming pool, a company swimming pool, right? Like,
no.
You know, would you want to see Vic from finance?
No. It's traumatic enough seeing a coworker in like shorts and a tank top. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to see that.
How about our boss?
Alex?
Come on. No.
Oh, God, no.
When I was, you know, listen to this for times to change. So when I was in school, junior high, with the pool, you had to take swimming. It was part of gym. You would do it for like a month, right? Mm-hmm. And the teacher would shower with you.
Yeah.
Ew. Hey,
yo, that wouldn't be allowed now.
No. Like, I mean, pants off.
Yeah.
Like, and all the boys would be like, we would just shower with our swimsuits on, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he would take full pants off, big like everything, right?
Oh,
and then he would yell at you if you weren't washing properly.
Really?
While he's scrubbing. Soap! Use soap!
Do it like
you
this,
can't
guys.
Just use water. And he's like up in the ant, like everything, right? It was so disgusting.
Like this gentleman.
Oh! Bending over in the change room.
Oh my God.
Right? And he would, and like no towel either, right? Like no, because it was one big open shower room, right? And he would just walk out, but like no, like, you know, when you're a boy, like you put the towel on, you put your shorts down, you put your undies on, everything else.
Yeah,
so we would all do that. And he wouldn't catch the cues at all that we didn't want to see grown ass wiener, right?
Yeah.
He would just walk out nude, one leg up on the bench, like drying his taint, like all this stuff, right?
God, things were weird in the 30s.
Oh my, shut up, Maury. But you could not do that as a teacher now,
no,
right?
Not at all.
You can't show your nuts.
Damn, coach.
Put
them away.
Right?
Okay, come on. We're getting out of hand.
Life was wild, man.
Hey, Pogo, are you there?
Anyway, that remember I said that's
yeah,
what
I'm
my
here.
Balls? That's what reminds me of the smell.
Pogo, what is your question? First of all, welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
It's great to have you here with us finally. What is your question for the room?
Okay, so my question is, would you lose all your memories from age 0 to 10 if it meant your body de-aged by 10 years?
Okay, hold on a second here. I'm not going to actually get younger, but my body will. Like, I'm not going in a time machine, right?
No.
No, but my body, I like will have my body from 10 years ago?
Yes.
Of course I would.
Really?
Of course I would. What the hell do I want to remember from 10?
No. So does everybody then lose your memory, like what they remember of you from 0 to 10?
No, they were just.
No, your family would remember.
Everybody remembers everything?
I don't remember
anything.
You'll
think they're crazy.
I think I already did that.
Yeah, you don't remember 10 minutes ago.
No!
But my body 10 years ago, or, oh, no, my body from 10 years ago is the same as it is now.
Oh, my God, Maury, you are rough. So wait a second. Mocha, what do you need to remember from 0 to 10?
There's a couple of things.
Like great birthday parties at Lime Ricky.
Come on.
There's a few things. I'm not giving up my 0 to 10.
You wouldn't?
Memories.
I would in a second.
Yeah.
In a second.
Bro, you don't, like I said, you don't remember anything from yesterday.
Exactly.
So
right?
I guess it would work for you. Shem.
I would 100% not give up my memories as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many. Like, why would I give that up? And honestly, if I wanted to feel 10 years younger, I would just work out.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but I'm just saying. I would.
If you wanted to.
If I wanted to.
Pogo, what's your answer?
Well, I'm still young, so I wouldn't give up my memories.
How old are you?
I'm 22. I don't want to go back to being a teenager.
Yeah.
But even if I was older, like, I don't want the risk of, like, what if I got into an accident, like, the next week anyway, and I lost all those memories? Like, to die with. Like, I don't know.
You're going to be fine.
Thanks, Doc.
Classic Roz answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Weston knows.
You're going to be just fine. Maury doesn't need to answer because he has the same body, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, but I also, I mean, what am I going to, like, keep memories of my real mom? I'm good. I'll give that up.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Okay.
Noted damn. That you're the one that brought it up, not us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine. No, it's
yeah,
all
you
good.
You sound fine.
Fine. So many fine. Things to talk about. All of a sudden, you bring up your mom that abandoned you and your dad when you were 2.5.
Guys, I'm so well adjusted. I've come to terms. It's all good. Yeah.
Everything's great. She only contacts Matthew once in a while.
Everything's fine. I'm good.
Ever since that time, I took that one flight out to Calgary to meet her at the airport, and then I went back to Toronto.
Damn.
Everything's fine.
Damn.
Yo, Pogo, that was great. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
Didn't she reach out to you, Maury, when I wrote my book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had to leave your book in a shopping bag at Concierge.
Right. That's right.
Wait,
she
what?
Wanted it signed.
She wanted to get the book signed.
And she was here?
No, she went to, I left it at my Nana's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, but like she was in the city.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really weird. She wanted to like get her book signed, but like didn't hang out with you and stuff like that.
Flew in for that.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Did you sign the book?
I did, right?
Yeah. And then I left it. And then I left it back at me.
Bro, it happened a couple of months ago, not 10 years. Another question here says, do you prefer to be caught up with shows and podcasts and have to wait for new episodes, or would you rather be behind so you could watch them at your own pace?
Okay, so I will say I am quite content watching a show that comes out weekly. Only Murders in the Building, all that stuff, right? I am also quite content to binge an entire season of a show on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What I cannot stand is if I discover a show halfway through a season. So if it's 10 episodes and I discover this show where there's 5... and I plow through 5, then I'm like, well, wait a second. I got to wait week to week now?
Yeah, what now?
That's what I can't stand,
mm-hmm.
right? So I will, if I hear a show is good, I'll wait till it's done if it started in mid-season already.
See, that happened for Jenna and I with Breaking Bad because we got into Breaking Bad late.
Same.
Up until, I think, their last season. So we went through everything to get caught up. And then last season, it was like, remember they did the split season?
Yes.
Right? They had like the first few episodes and then there was a gap year of like a year and a half before they wrapped everything up. So we got burned with that. And then Sons of Anarchy, we got caught up on but we were like, I think up until season 4 and then they continued for, I think it was like 3 more. So that was fine to get used to. Same thing with Sopranos. When I first got into Sopranos was leading into their final season of the show. So I spent like 2 months every single day just watching episode after episode. And then that last season, I had to wait every Sunday to watch.
The real pisser about Breaking Bad too was because I got them on DVD, right? and we watched them on DVD with the exception of the final season. And I didn't know while watching Breaking Bad going into the final season that they put commercials in it.
Oh, because of AMC.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I had watched all of Breaking Bad with no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the final season and there's freaking commercials in it.
Oh, no.
It was the worst.
I know.
It was the worst. So, you know, for that first half of the season, I didn't watch. I waited until it was on the streamer.
Before watching again? Oh, wow. Yeah. So you had to stay away from everything.
Yeah.
Podcast, when it comes to podcasts, it depends on what it is. I usually...
Oh, no, maybe I downloaded them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think I downloaded
them. How do you do that?
I don't know.
when it comes to podcasts, though,
yeah,
I will, like, I have my set group of podcasts that I listen to, and I know when episodes come out, but when I get into a series where all the episodes are out, it's like something I just discovered, and, mm-hmm. like, you have to listen to every single episode to know, obviously, how the story ends, I will kind of fixate on that one series before going back to all of my regular podcast listening.
Really?
Huh? Yeah. So like right now I'm listening to one about El Chapo and I'm on episode 3 out of, I think, 13.
Yeah.
So I'm going to listen to every single one of those episodes first before I get back to all the other podcasts that I listen to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about you guys? Maury?
I love waiting week to week.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. You get all your snacks ready to go.
You still watch a lot of network television, though, huh?
Absolutely. Like Traders, Big Brother, all that stuff.
Yeah. Maury still watches like TV, where it's like, you know, it comes on at Thursday at 8 kind of thing. I don't have any of those shows left in my life.
The only thing for me, actually, no, like Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown, once in a while, I'll watch it live.
Yeah.
Only SmackDown on Fridays because Mondays I'm in bed when that show starts. But they upload their entire show to YouTube that night. So I will just go through when I come in here the following day.
It's not live.
No, it is live.
Oh, it is.
But as soon as the show's done, they start uploading individual matches or segments or whatever.
Yeah.
I just get caught up that way.
But how else, like Big Brother, like the only way to watch it is on normal TV.
Well, I
just don't watch those shows anymore. Like I don't watch, like The Bachelor to me has taken just such a weird turn. Like, and it was all for the better. I'm not saying that they didn't need to fix things that were broken on The Bachelor. But when they got rid of the host, who was the host? What's that
Chris
guy?
Harrison. Chris Harrison.
When he went and then they tried to tweak it and do all this stuff, I just completely lost interest in the show because I thought that it was an inferior product after that.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean inferior product as in the sort of outcomes. It was just an inferior product to me in nothing felt like it had as much at stake as it always did. And I think that it was because of this sort of over dramatics of the way they treated it. And when they brought The Bachelor back down to sort of reality where they tried to ground it in some sort of like, this is a show that actually does good and can do good. It ruined the fantasy of The Bachelor for me.
Yeah, they should have made it. They should have kept it ratchet, quite frankly.
And I watch,
and it's just not the same. Totally, I agree with you.
What's your answer, Shem?
Well,
for this?
I actually watched. I waited to watch shows like The Office, Sons of Anarchy, and Breaking Bad. You're talking like 5, 6, 7 years after they had come out. So I'm a binger. I can't do the week to week outside of like, you know, reality shows. That's different for me. But I cannot do the week to week. There's no patience.
I do watch like, you know, Only Murders and like The Morning Show. And when Hijack was on, we watched it week after week and just waited for it. That was fine. I think, what was the show we started watching? Remember Shrinking from earlier this year? Harrison Ford.
Didn't like it.
You didn't like Shrinking?
No. I gave up after 3 episodes.
And Jason Segel. So we got on the show late. I think maybe up to episode 4, we had kind of, and they were short episodes, so it was 2 hours to watch those. So we watched all those and then realized, oh crap, this is one of those shows where now we got to wait every single week until a new episode is out.
We get upset though at our house, like if you binge a show, like then you have to wait a whole year for it to come back again. You know, you finish all of Grace and Frankie and then you have to wait until they film the next season.
Yeah, but that's like the same if you are watching it week after week.
I'll say this, as somebody who's sort of been in that sort of that creative world, I will tell you, like, and I don't know what it's like for actors and filmmakers and everything else when you put these shows together, but when you spend that amount of time on something and then somebody tells you that they plowed through all your hard work in 12 hours.
Yeah, right? I know.
It actually, like, when people would, it was so flattering for me when I wrote the book and I released the book, it was so flattering for me where somebody, where people would be like, I read it in 2 days, right? And then it became like, ugh, Like, stretch it out. Yeah. Right? Like, that took me 2 years.
Yeah. And you know what? And you were like, emotion?
Yes. And you were like, yeah, 2 days, done. Get me.
Makes you feel
That's
any
fine.
Better. If it makes you feel any better, Matthew's still on chapter 3.
Really, huh?
I think that we just live in a culture now where everyone
wants to I'm
watch
guilty.
Everything all yeah, at once
I'm
so we
guilty.
Can keep up with the conversation with each other, right?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing about a show like Succession, right? Like, where people are talking about it every single episode. You don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Right?
Aziz Ansari, when Master of None, when
that big year happened
for him and that show on Netflix, and it was like a runaway hit, mm-hmm. right?
And that first season?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Season 2, terrible. Actually, season 2 was okay. That was the part of it was in Italy and it was shot in black and white. Remember
yes,
that one?
Yes, yes,
So
yes.
when he was promoting season 2, because season 1 had been so popular and like a hit right out of the gate, he was saying, to your point, similar to what you were saying just now, Roz, mm-hmm. is that he would appreciate the love and the feedback, but the thing that pissed him off the most was when he would see on Twitter... people would say, just watch all 8 episodes when season 2 coming out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he was like, do you guys know how long it took for us to write, to yep. find the right actors, to film, to edit, to get all the, to work out a deal with Netflix, to finally get it there?
Years.
And then the pressure to do a season 2 and what it took for us to like go to different locations in Italy and like find the perfect space and then to, you know, come up with the idea of doing black and white for the first like 4 or 5 episodes or whatever, and then like learning Italian.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Like, no, totally. Yeah. And you're like, yo, where is it? Where, yeah. When's season 2 dropping? Like, yeah. And then they're like about a year and a half, and people are like, oh.
Yeah, lazy.
Oh.
Mel says here, Mocha, how long are you going to rub your victory in Shem's face? It's kind of funny.
This no. is the race, by the way. When
I don't like to talk about it, guys.
Shem.
I don't like to talk about it.
Okay. My parents talk about it.
Do they?
Jeez.
Still?
Still.
Oh, tell them old news, okay, Shem?
Oh, oh yeah, thanks.
Richard says here, would you rather use toothpaste that tastes like pickle juice or shampoo that smells like dirty socks?
Pickle juice. I have no problem with pickle juice.
I have no problem with pickle juice either, so I'm going to pick that one.
No, dirty.
Dirty socks.
Dirty socks.
But then everyone's going to think you stink.
Yeah, but that's your breath.
Yeah.
Pick someone like pickle juice?
I don't know, man, but it depends. Oh. That shampoo, like some shampoos, like the smell really sticks.
I don't wash my hair anyway.
Yeah, you can just not wash your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't washed my hair in months.
When was the last time you actually used shampoo?
Me?
Uh-huh.
June.
Oh, my God.
Not even for your wedding a month later?
No. And for the record, in case somebody's listening to this years from now, so right now, today is the 19th of September.
2023. And you hadn't washed it with shampoo since June.
June
something.
Of what
Who
year?
Knows? Who knows?
June of this year.
Yeah, this year. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And not even for the wedding, no. which was in July of 2023.
I traveled too. Like, I took flights.
Oh my God, that's right. You went to Portugal. Yeah. Even like there or when you came back, like, you didn't wash the Portugal out of your hair?
No. No, I mean, I shower, right?
Yeah.
I've used conditioner since then, but no shampoo.
Okay.
But no shampoo.
Like
no.
conditioner, like to like would you scrub your scalp?
No, I don't know. Just a little bit on the ends.
Just a little bit.
Get rid of the grease.
Dirty ass scalp.
Yeah.
Carrie says here, in your relationship, who's a spender and who is a saver? And what is the spender spending on the most? I would say in our home, I think I spend, I'm a little bit more loose with my money when it comes to things. I have no problem just buying stuff, whatever it is, gadgets, clothing, hats, sneakers, stuff on Amazon that I really don't need, but like in the moment I really, really want.
I would say that I'm the spender.
Yeah.
Catherine hates spending money. Right. She just like will do anything to not spend money. But I also like live well below my means.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have flashy anything. Right. Like I'm just not interested in stuff.
We
like
know you
that.
Don't spend money on shampoo.
You know what I mean? Right.
Head and Shoulders last years.
But I'm like. Like, I don't know. I'm like, there's a famous Fran Lebowitz quote, right? Where she had said, I hate money, but I love things, right? That's the sort of problem that I have in my life,
sure,
which is I'm not motivated by money. I'm fine, whatever, right? I don't need a lot of money to survive, but I just like things. Like I don't, and I don't get things to make me look better. I just like stuff,
yeah,
right? Like I have, I don't know how many of the same screwdriver I have. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like I have millions of them.
It's like me and tape measures.
Yes, you tape measures, right? I like things like that. Like, do I
got like 7 tape measures. Do I need 7? No, because I use the exact same one all the time.
I found a pair of work gloves. Okay. Yeah. Like these are the Gorilla gloves, right? And I'm gonna say they're not indestructible in the sense that they are disposable. But I can usually with lawn work, you can go like a good 3 weeks with the same sort of pair of gloves before you want to throw them away and put a new pair on. So I found these gloves that I like, right? Again, 3 weeks you can get away with using one single pair. I bought 200 pairs.
Oh my God. Yeah?
That I have them in a giant box because I'm afraid that one day they're going to go off the market.
Well, you're stockpiling gloves.
Yeah, so I have 200.
Jeez.
Right? I could realistically go and find another pair of whatever, but that's what I do. If I find something that I like.
Yeah, this is your thing.
It's my thing, and now I have a giant box where I have 200 pair of the same gloves. I hide it in the basement.
Is it because you don't want Catherine or Roxy to know that they're there because you feel like they may run through them a lot quicker?
No. They wouldn't fit them. They're my size. Because then I have to answer the question, okay, why those gloves? And I'm like, I really like them. Why 200 of them?
Right? I really like them.
That's where everything starts to go to hell for me in these conversations that I have, right?
Damon Moore, you are clearly the spender in your relationship, in your marriage.
I do spend, but I don't buy, like Matthew's more of the spender. Matthew will buy more of the expensive stuff. Like he just bought a whole bunch of stupid pillows because he thought they looked high end.
But you are the spender in the sense that you don't disclose the things that you spend money on.
I buy a lot of like soaps and shampoos.
No, but what I'm saying is that you secretly buy stuff. And
absolutely.
When you do buy stuff, you lie about how much it costs.
Yes, but he spends more and boasts about it.
Right. But you buy more. He spends more, but you buy more.
You just don't admit it to him.
Right. So Mocha's going to edit this, right? So that it sounds like...
Yeah, no.
No? No. It's raw and unfiltered.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Holmes.
Shem?
Oh, man.
Are you still with your girlfriend? We haven't talked about you and your girlfriend in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
all good there. All right. I would say that I spend... I'm sort of like you, Roz. I don't really, you know, I'm not a lavish spender at all, but I do spend on food. I am a food guy. I will spend money on high quality food. I'm also a bit of a cheese snob. I know that sounds really strange, but like I don't do the whole plastic processed cheese thing, and that cost me a whole, you know, ton
of
money.
What's the most expensive cheese you've ever purchased?
Oh man, like $34.
For how much? How much cheese?
Like a block?
What kind of cheese? Like a hard cheese?
Yeah, like a hard cheese. Yeah. I love cheese.
I spent $23 on Portuguese cheese the other day.
See?
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, I spend money. I spend money. Because, you know, I find it weird, right? You ever notice in the grocery store, there's two cheese sections. There's not two anything sections
so
in
true.
A grocery store.
Yep.
Except for cheese, right? Yeah. You got your broke-ass ghetto in a bag cheese one side of the store.
Yeah.
And on the complete other end of the store.
With nice lighting and everything.
Thank you. And a person.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, baby.
Right?
Yep. There's
a person there.
Yeah, a full oval display of like cheeses from all over the world.
Yes, right? Yes. When you go to the foot-long cheese section.
Oh, yeah. No, give me them Kraft singles. Right.
Yes.
You won't find Kraft singles there.
No.
And they also have it some places where... they almost treat it like premium liquor, where the person who's there in control of all the cheese will have access to the cheese that you are not allowed as a pedestrian to touch unless you ask for it. And then they got to put on the gloves and handle the cheese and give you your slices.
But like even in any grocery store, okay, even normally, like hot dogs are within 15 feet from beef tenderloin, right? You know what I mean? Like it's still in the same area of the store. They don't put hot dogs 60 feet away from the good meat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
it's all sort of there together. But man, those cheeses, that's a class system.
Do you ever stand there and just keep asking for little sliver samples?
No, I don't ask for samples. I can't do that. No.
Oh, I always do that.
No. I can't do that. It's not for me.
Let's go back to the phones real quick. Hello, Selena. It's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Gang's all here. What is your question?
So I just finished listening to episode 662 of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
If an actual fire were to break out in the building, what are three things that you'd take with you, assuming that you wouldn't be able to get it back?
Okay, so you're referencing the bonus episode of when the fire alarm went off in the studio, and we stuck around for all 40 minutes that the alarm was going off, deciding whether or not to leave, and we stayed.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, Selena, let's ask you the question first. You're going to answer first. If fire broke out wherever it is that you work, what are the three things that you would take with you?
My cell phone.
Yep.
My stethoscope. And my charger.
Your phone charger.
I'm going to say I would take Mocha, Shem, and my phone. Come on, that's comedy right there. Come on, Maury.
I think I would take, so a lot of my stuff I have is in my bag
and
anyway.
And only three, right? Like, that's the rule, only three things.
So, like, I'd grab my bag that's got all my stuff in it. I'd grab my iPad and my cell phone.
Okay, so what is left then? That's out.
That's
so
left.
Like all your lunch stuff. Yeah. Your
like the any of the equipment stuff that I bring here.
Okay.
Like my food containers, my Sharpies.
So you're saying your bag, your phone, and your iPad.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Maury.
I would bring my bag. Like, does your laptop and bag count as one? Because it's a laptop bag.
No. If it is currently in the bag, then yes. If it is not, no.
Okay. So then I would just grab the laptop.
Yep.
That's a work laptop. What do you care?
Well, no, but I mean, I need it though, right? Like, I mean, that's where
upgrade, man.
Yeah, you let it burn, Maury. Let the work computer burn.
Okay, so then I'm literally bringing my glasses and my two phones.
You sketchy son of a bitch. Both my phones.
Both my phones and my glasses. Bro, that's some psycho talk right there.
Yeah. No, I think that I would just, I mean, I would just take my one computer. My phone and, oh, damn. See, my keys are on the counter, so I'm going to have to say my keys and leave my bag here, right?
You have to bring your bag.
If I can't, then I got to leave my phone on my computer.
So leave your computer.
Yeah?
Yeah, grab your keys, man.
Yeah, okay, my keys.
Yo, Ross is so into this question. Shem, go ahead.
My phone for sure, my wallet, because I don't keep it in my back pocket. I keep it on the desk here. Well, just because it's like uneven, you know?
You just burn something on something that should be with you at all times.
I know. this is going to sound so sketchy. Yeah. Probably the external camera.
The external camera?
Why?
I really like it.
You could
like
buy another one for $50 on Amazon.
But why buy it?
Are you talking about the webcam?
Yeah.
Let it bring it with me.
Let it burn. I have nothing else.
No, my wallet and the webcam.
That's weird.
I know. And Maury and his two phones. Shem with the wallet and the webcam. Perverts.
That was an amazing question. Thank you, Selena.
Oh, wait. Before you guys go, can you ask me the question?
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
So always will be and always has been Mocha.
Hey! Yes, hey. Selena. Love you for that. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
And with that concludes episode number...
Oh, can I add in like the baby oil and stuff?
No, you can't go to the locker to get stuff, weirdo.
Why not? No, he could. He could. Maury, if you think that bringing baby oil in a fire, first of all, I hope that you douse yourself with it and catch on flames and you're just this like flaming beach ball running down the hall.
You know... Because when we leave, when we leave the building after a fire, like there's protocol. You have to go through a certain set of doors, right? And we have to go outside, right? With all the other employees in this building.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to see Dammit Maury explain to everyone while he's standing there with two phones and a bottle of baby oil. While the building's burning down. Yeah.
And you know. That on the way down, I would knock both those phones out of his hand, too. So he would just have baby oil.
You try to take him out so greasy.
It's like, what does that guy do? What does he do? People don't know it's Maury, right?
What department do you work in, sir?
What the hell does this guy do for the company?
It's the company masseuse.
Obviously, he started it, right? If there's a fire in this building, I'm betting it's the baby oil guy.
Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with other people that you know who you think would enjoy listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. We release an episode pretty much every weekday. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe. So when a new episode is released, it automatically downloads to your device. Thanks for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.